"It's theirs," said Ron. "Look."
Three hand-painted signs had been tacked to a broken-down gate. The first read, "The Quibbler, Editor X Lovegood." The second, "Pick your own mistletoe." The third, "Keep off the dirigible plums." The gate creaked as they opened it. The zigzagging path leading to the front door was overgrown with a variety of odd plants, including a bush covered in the orange radish-like fruit Luna sometimes wore as earrings. Harry thought he recognized a snargaluff and gave the wizened stump a wide berth. Two aged crabapple trees, bent with the wind, stripped of leaves but still heavy with berry-sized red fruits and bushy crowns of white-beaded mistletoe, stood sentinel on either side of the front door. A little owl with a slightly flattened, hawk-like head peered down at them from one of the branches.
"You'd better take off the invisibility cloak, Harry," said Hermione. "It's you Mr. Lovegood wants to help, not us."
He did as she suggested, handing her the cloak to stow in the beaded bag. She then rapped three times on the thick black door, which was studded with iron nails and bore a knocker shaped like an eagle. Barely 10 seconds passed, then the door was flung open, and there stood Xenophilius Lovegood, barefoot and wearing what appeared to be a stained nightshirt. His long white candyfloss hair was dirty and unkempt. Xenophilius had been positively dapper at Bill and Fleur's wedding by comparison.
What is it? Who are you? What do you want?"
he cried in a high-pitched, querulous voice, looking first at Hermione, then at Ron, and finally at Harry, upon which his mouth fell open in a perfect comical O.
"Hello, Mr. Lovegood," said Harry, holding out his hand.
"I'm Harry.
Harry Potter."
Xenophilius did not take Harry's hand, although the eye that was not pointing inward at his nose slid straight to the scar on Harry's forehead.
"Would it be okay if we came in?" asked Harry. "There's something we'd like to ask you."
I'm not sure that's advisable,"
whispered Xenophilius. He swallowed and cast a quick look around the garden.
"Rather a shock, my word. I'm afraid I don't really think I ought to."
"It won't take long," said Harry, slightly disappointed by this less than warm welcome.
All right then. Come in, quickly. Quickly."
They were barely over the threshold when Xenophilius slammed the door shut behind them. They were standing in the most peculiar kitchen Harry had ever seen. The room was perfectly circular, so that it felt like being inside a giant pepper pot. Everything was curved to fit the walls, the stove, the sink, and the cupboards, and all of it had been painted with flowers, insects, and birds in bright primary colours. Harry thought he recognised Luna's style. The effect in such an enclosed space was slightly overwhelming.